Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, it looks as though the rainbow people are finally saying the sick part out loud. It's only a matter of time before they start labeling people who complain about this as pedophobes. This is always where it's been heading. I say that anyone caught doing this with kids should be sent off to the front lines in Ukraine, because the wood chipper is just too damn good for them these days. Up next, this professional female gamer was fired for insulting men, saying that short men don't have human rights. Technically, she's right, because short men are treated like second-class citizens. I think this might be the first time in history that short men came out on top. No pun intended. I think her insults were probably directed at the officials, though. Remember, guys, this is how girls that are 4 feet tall portray men below 6 feet tall. Number three, this dead Democratic congressman wins the primary election. It all makes sense now. Dead voters voting for dead candidates. What a time to be alive. Yet even without a pulse, this guy is still more alive than Brandon. You also know that the way the world is going these days, the dead guy will probably do the best job ruling his constituency. You know, the Democrat motto for voting is blue, no matter who. Moving on, this is the only recorded safe contact with the Sentinelese tribe in North Sentinel Island in 1991. In 2018, a Christian missionary went to their island trying to preach to them, and they ended him. If they don't know about Christ, then they can't go to hell. If they never heard the message, now can they? Just wait until they get Starlink, though. This Amazon tribe got it and became hooked on prawn and social media. We need to leave the uncontacted tribes alone. Otherwise, there won't be anyone left to repopulate the Earth once the human-mouse utopia experiment eventually fails. Number five, there's a new wave of white fortress cities in the American South. The creation of St. George in Louisiana is white people separating from surrounding areas and cities because they don't want to pay taxes to support black people in those areas. Apparently not letting blacks use their hard-earned money is now being called depleting resources. America is quickly turning into South Africa, and the new American dream might as well be, how do I make enough money so I no longer have to live around blacks? Up next, someone says they bet she bought this tiny car to compensate for her gigantic cooch. You should use this line the next time women say that men with tiny weenies buy big trucks or sports cars to compensate for their microscopic manhood. I bet this woman's cooch is so wide that she could probably drive this tiny car through it. Does anyone else feel the urge to go cave diving for some reason? Number 7, don't be this guy. After she racked up a huge body count, she found this nice church-going guy that thinks it's his duty to rescue her. There's a saying out there, there's no simp like a church simp. This is the prize of a woman that many trans simps will win if they play stupid games. She also probably marketed herself to this guy as a born-again virgin. Men like this can bond to women like her that'll never be able to bond with anyone ever again. Moving on, this is what happens when you push reasonable men to do unreasonable things. I'm waiting for Europe's killdozer moment as they finally decide to expel all the migrants. Everything went well for this man until he got caught in a hardware store. Sort of the way that Mr. Mustache and Napoleon got stuck in Russia. Number 9, this Florida teacher refuses to help lighten the sentence of a 270-pound student who beat her severely over a Nintendo Switch. Good. He needs to be put away for a decade or more. The argument is that he has autism, so that's why he should receive a lightener sentence. If he's mentally unstable, then he should be put in the loony bin. I guess homie here will have to put med school on hold for at least a decade. Up next, this female character says that Furiosa only flopped because misogynistic men didn't want to see a female main character. If that's true, then why didn't women go see it? I guess it's like the WNBA all over again. Women want to dominate industries that cater to wealthy male fans, but they don't want to make products those men actually want to consume. We want Mad Max, not Mad Maggie. This meme also would have been funnier if they changed her hair color to something not natural. Number 11, do you want to know how bad living in India is? Well, this international student, Bajit, ended himself in Canada due to being deported when done his studies. At first, I thought this is just Canada's healthcare system doing regular business. You also know that where they're from, all their last names seem to end with Jeet. What this guy probably didn't know is that when Indians end themselves on Earth, they go to hell, which just means being reincarnated on Earth, in India. Moving on, Leslie Kern, author of the new book Feminist City, says that upward-thrusting buildings are ejaculating into the sky, and that cities are sexist. But to me, it just looks like feminists are sex-starved to the extreme, and this just proves it. She obviously sees penises everywhere she goes. Okay, ladies, go and tear down the bridges. That'll show the patriarchy. I want her to explain exactly how a building ejaculates, though. Number 13, Ryan Garcia took things to a whole new level of simping because he spent $1 million on an engagement ring for an adult star. Never buy a town bicycle, let alone pay $1 million for one. He forgot the first rule of Fab Club. You never marry a girl with a Coomshot compilation. What he did was like buying a brand new engine for a wreck of a car that has 2 million miles on it, and half its frame has been melted. Up next, feminists say there's enough sperm in donation centers to impregnate every woman on Earth for generations to come. If men disappear, the human race would continue. But seriously, you call this human? Yes, the human race would continue, but the Soycidean civilization would fall before the first male would ever be born. When the men go, so does the electricity, heat, food, and water, as women don't want to do the work. Number 15, Amelia asks, if you're older than 12 and still playing video games, what's it like to be a virgin? On the other hand, if you're a whining feminist, what's it like to be less interesting than a video game? Besides, the shaming doesn't work on men anymore. And the only reason women say stuff like this is because they can't stand men enjoying themselves without women. They need to be the center of attention. Moving on, what did people do in the bathroom on the toilet before smartphones? Your mother would put the gossip magazines next to the toilet. So if you missed it, J-Lo's face would be getting a golden stream hitting it. We didn't read the ingredients on the shampoo bottle. We would, for the most part, do our important thinking on the toilet along with in the shower. Or we would play Mario on our Game Boy or Sonic on the Game Gear. Number 7, if you're in a relationship and your girl is out on ladies' night, what do you call this? Is it cheating, nothing, inappropriate, or just having some fun? The correct answer is leave because she's for the streets. If you don't, then you don't actually have any self-respect. Maybe this is part of her job description at the nudie bar. Also, is that Steve Harvey on the left? Up next, another crazy case from Canada. This HIV-positive biological man breastfeeds a baby with medical support, and state-funded medical insurance is paying for this sort of insanity. Looks like hell is going to need to make more space for these sorts of evil people. For anyone that's not aware of it, AIDS can be transmitted through breast milk regardless of if it's male or female milk. Number 19, here are Susanna and Emily, and they both have herpes, and won't be shamed for it. Alright, but they'll still be shamed even more now that everyone can basically know about it. Maybe someone should have told them to watch where they put their mouths. If you're a simp thinking about being with them, you need to basically run away from these plague bears. Now everyone knows not to date them anymore. Good. Moving on, this woman is managing a Hinge profile for her male roommate, and he's not getting any likes. She says he's very good-looking, educated, with a good job, and she sees him as a catch. Yet women aren't willing to talk to him, and she's starting to believe that incels actually exist. If he's such a good catch, then why isn't she with him instead of just being his roommate? Everything stinks with this story. Number 21, the girl in the middle is Miss Alabama. Wow, it looks like Honey Boo Boo grew up and became a woman, and she's now kind of a big deal again. Literally. I guess that when you eat the other contestants, your chances of winning are greater. At this point, beauty pageants are just gaslighting men. I also know exactly what many of you are thinking. At least it's not a dude this time. Up next, here's almost every white woman between the ages of 20 and 32 these days. Tattoo sleeves used to be unique in the late 90s and 2000s. And today, they're commonplace and meaningless. By doing this, this woman is screaming out to the world, I want to be unique like everyone else. If that even makes any sense. You know, this is what grandmas are going to look like in the future. What few of them actually have any grandkids. Number 23, this woman is upset because her husband is refusing to let her see her dying ex-boyfriend one last time. Who she really means is the man who made her an alpha widow, and he's dying now. And she wants to see if he'll take her in the sack one last time. The truth is that she's probably been in constant contact with him regardless. Otherwise, how would she have found out that he was actually dying? Wouldn't it be a great plot twist if he wasn't even dying at all? Moving on, Miss Maryland is a trans woman. But why are women competing in a pageant like this? Because they know they'll get even more attention if the winner has a weenie than if they don't. Women have the power to stop this if they stop competing with biological dudes. Also, isn't it funny how we don't see any trans men in men's bodybuilding competitions? Or in sports for that matter? Most guys would rather have a big girl rather than a fake one. Number 25 in the last one, 6 years and 300 pounds later, this woman can't take accountability for her weight gain. So she says that the stress of the Democrats did this to her. But even after gaining all that weight, I bet you she's still cheating on him. But luckily for her, she has a chance at becoming the next Miss Georgia. There's a lot of stress there, all right. Especially on his groin after this moo-moo sits on it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.